this is a great time of year. We all love the different seasons. You've covered high school sports for a long time. You're with the Star Tribune, and then, of course, made the move over to the high school league and write John's Journal. And I love the rhythm of the seasons, but there's nothing quite like the winter sports in this championship season. There's so many great state tournaments. We had skiing up at Giants Ridge. There was dance at Target Center. And now this weekend, right there in St. Paul, you got girls hockey and gymnastics. And I can't say enough about gymnastics. The dedication and what these athletes go through in that sport is extraordinary.
It really is. I walked down the hall to Roy Wilkins Auditorium a couple times today. The crew was setting up for gymnastics. They're ready to go tomorrow morning for two great days. But, yeah, those kids, holy mackerel, you see the bumps and the bruises and the tape and the braces, and they're tough. I mean, boy, you know, gymnasts, it's unbelievable what they do and how hard they work. And it's a great tournament. Roy Wilkins Auditorium is perfect for this. Everybody's down on the floor. You know, that's where everything happens. All the fans are up above. All the seats are up in the balcony. And it's just a ton of fun.
Yeah, and all these tournaments and all these sports, we got boys swimming and diving. Talk about dedicated athletes. I know we mentioned it in the fall with girls swimming and diving, how dedicated they are to their craft.
Yeah.
And then, of course, at the X, the girls' hockey players, and so much talent on display, you know, each and every game. You're talking about, you know, these girls going on and playing Division I hockey. The skill on display is so impressive.
It's amazing, Steve. And since I am an employee of the high school league, I've got access that the regular media folks don't have. So I like to go back there as the teams are coming out of the locker rooms to either go out to warm up or to go out for the puck drop, and just to see how much fun these kids are having, you know, to be playing at the Xcel Energy Center. And even for the teams that come here on a regular basis, it's not like any other place they've ever played hockey. The lights are so bright. The ice is so white. And, you know, these aren't wild type crowds. We're not filling it up for girls hockey, but everybody has a good time. And just to see those kids, you know, then you see them when they come off after the game and there's tears if you didn't win. Sometimes there's tears if you won. And just the raw emotion and the fun they all have. And, you know, there'll be a team that loses here and then they're in their locker room and it's quiet. And then you might be on the concourse a half hour later and they're having fun and laughing and just enjoying the experience. And it's just remarkable.
Yeah, a great, great venue. And once again, another great tournament earlier today. Rosemont Springs, the upset, the number 7 seed, beat number 2 Centennial Spring Lake Park. 3-2, the Cougars came in. They had a 14-game and a 12-game winning streak. They dropped 2 games all year, right around the start of the new year. And Rosemont was able to pull the upset 3-2. And then the other game today, Hill Murray holds off Andover 5-3. And that Hill Murray squad, you got John and Chrissy Pohl on the bench. You got the two daughters, Emily, the sophomore, and Anna, an eighth grader out there. And they had an eighth grade goaltender as well. And a real family affair at Hill Murray. And they hold off Andover 5-3.
It really is fun, and I'm so old, I remember writing about Chrissy when she was in, you know, 9th or 10th grade. Now she's got her kids on the team. I'll tell you what, you talk about Rosemont pulling the upset. We got a game going on right now, a number 8-seeded Farmington and number 1 Edina. They're scoreless in the second period, so Farmington is hanging in there. That would be a shocker if Edina down in the first round. But, yeah, we'll see how this one. We just started the second period, and Edina is out shooting the Tigers. But they haven't been able to get one in the net yet, so we'll see how this goes.
Andy Dinah, the defending champs, they knocked off Hill Murray a year ago, and then the nightcap, Holy Family plays Moorhead, and the Spuds, always a good team coming down from the Fargo-Moorhead area, and then Holy Family knocked off number 1 Minnetonka in a thrilling section final to get there. And, of course, there's a story at Holy Family with the coach that was injured. In a freak accident, so a lot of storylines in the nightcap as well.
Yeah, it's such a good tournament. And, you know, Steve, in a lot of states, when you have winter high school state tournaments, you'll have wrestling and girls basketball and boys basketball. And a lot of places, that's it. And you mentioned everything else here with boys and girls hockey and gymnastics, boys swim and dive. I mean, this is the first week of 5 weeks of just jam-packed state tournaments. And I'm a guy who drives all over this great big state, and I don't have to go too far this time of the year, either downtown St. Paul or downtown Minneapolis or the U of M. And I don't mind that. And like you referred to earlier, the weather's shaping up. So this is really going to be cool here the next 5 weeks.